Welcome to Creativity, Excitement, Emotion. This is a podcast update for April 1st, 2024. I know this is one of the few times I've even given an intro like that, and there is a reason for it. I began recording episodes for Creativity, Excitement, Emotion in July 2023. So aside from the interview with Jody in episode 9, as well as episode 30, in which I talked about why I deleted Music Entrepreneur HQ, you've been hearing episodes I recorded months ago. The last few episodes specifically were captured around October of last year. But today's episode is more current, meaning I'm capturing it at the end of March 2024 to give you a timely update. And I know it's April 1st, but I'm letting you know at the outset that this is not an April Fool's joke. We truly are moving forward with the things talked about in this episode. But there is much to talk about today, so I'm going to go item by item. So, first conversation. Last weekend, unfortunately, I got the news that my grandfather had passed away. So, I decided to honor him with a week of silence. You may have noticed that I didn't post any new podcast episodes last week. I know that may sound kind of convenient, but they say everyone mourns differently, and the main way it's been showing up for me is exhaustion. So I've been resting a lot and taking things slow. There has been no reason to overexert myself, and in fact, I've kind of been enjoying more of a relaxed pace lately. I'm discovering more and more that I don't need dozens of projects in my life to sustain or fulfill me, and that's a nice feeling. Anyway, I want to honor my grandfather in the written word, and I plan to write something for the man who never taught me anything but showed me several things, like how to fish, how to drive a lawn tractor, or how to drive a truck. And yes, I will be sharing that piece publicly, so keep an eye open for it on davidandrewweeb.com. Speaking of davidandrewweeb.com, I needed to make some decisions concerning how I wanted to continue to build my brand. There were a couple of big considerations, with the first being that I hadn't brought the styling of the website fully up to date. I got some great photos done in February, and I haven't gotten around to using them across the entire website yet. We also chose the specific fonts and colors I'm to be using on the website. So if you go to the website now, while it's still somewhat of a work in progress, you'll find that we've largely implemented the new style. The second consideration was deciding on a specific direction for the site. It was far too general to appeal to anyone, and that put me in a position of having to work for attention and business instead of attracting and earning it. So I now have a very simple sentence explaining exactly the purpose the site now serves. Here I document my journey of music, starting businesses, and personal growth. It took some time to land on that one, but that's almost exactly what the site already is, so I'm very happy we were able to formulate and condense it into that simple sentence. Also, I have warned in the past, but let me say it again, we've already archived dozens, if not hundreds of posts, and that trend is going to continue. So if you're not already subscribed to my email list, go to davidandrewweeb.com and do so now to stay informed of all the ways you can still gain access to the content you want. Next item. For all those artists out there who've been watching what I'm up to, wondering whether I had any plans of continuing to serve musicians and artists, well, you'll be glad to know that today I'm announcing the launch of musichackers.org. Music Entrepreneur HQ, Content Marketing Musician, and Productivity for Musicians now all redirect to musichackers.org. I happen to own another domain, I haven't been using it, which is indiecareerformula.com. That domain now redirects to musichackers.org as well. So I am putting all my eggs in one basket as far as that side of things is concerned. The concept of the site is simple. We either dissect the strategies of successful independent artists or crash test the strategies of expert marketers. For example, I've heard both Peng Jun and Myron Golden say that if they were a musician, they would post covers of top 40 songs to YouTube all day long. That will be a very good thing for us to test, and we will. One of our first experiments, though, will be based on a strategy Peng Jun uses to produce content. I'll be sharing more about that in the future, but either way, keep an eye on musichackers.org. In terms of content, while we will have a few free things out there for music hackers, it won't be like before. There won't be any content feeding frenzy. I'm letting go of that model. We're going to be sticking to the theme of music hacking, and that's it. It will be very cut and dry. You either subscribe to the print newsletter or you don't. You either buy the book or you don't. There's not going to be a lot of free stuff you can dig into. Over time, it will grow, but you should not expect there to be hundreds and thousands of pieces that you can feed on. That's not the way it's going to work. But I've decided to go that direction because we can better serve you and provide you with the best quality content possible in helping you hack your way to music career success. You like that? We've got a bit of work to do to bring the branding of the site up to date, naturally. But for now, everything that was available at Content Marketing Musician is now available at musichackers.org. Expect there to be a lot more restructuring, though. And guaranteed, we will be reworking and representing the offers in a more sequential way that makes more sense. Next item, I am also launching a site called Better Ways to Survive at betterwaystosurvive.com. The concept is kind of similar to musichackers.org, except that I'm going to be crash testing different ways to make an income online and reporting on the results. I know that many people are starting to struggle financially out there, and the cost of living in Canada, I mean, it's sky high. You've probably heard about making an income from writing reviews, answering surveys, app testing, micro work, and so on. Most of these are legit, but they're usually only good for earning a few bucks on the side, and it's very difficult, if not impossible, to earn anything resembling minimum wage, even if you work at it for 8 hours per day. So my mission with Better Ways to Survive is to point people in the direction of better opportunities. If you have any sites or methods you'd like me to check out, if you have any recommendations, I'm all ears. If there's anything you want me to review, please let me know. Next item, creativity, excitement, emotion, the podcast. The only thing that's changing with a podcast is the publishing schedule. In the immediate, I will still be publishing 5 days per week. This has been fun. It has worked for me. I've enjoyed documenting my journey. I found a lot of value in it. But this is likely to go down to 1 to 3 times per week. I'm looking to land our first sponsorship for the show, and I think we're getting closer to finding a viable partner. And the moment that happens, I can reinvest in helpers to go back up to 5 episodes per week. But since I am taking on a couple of other projects, I'm choosing to lighten my load for now. I've been discovering that a podcast plays a very important role in the life of a digital marketer's portfolio, and I can't see myself stopping anytime soon. I think I will always be podcasting, but I do need to continue to ensure that it's aligned with everything else I'm up to. And that's it. That's what I had for you today. So thanks for tuning in. This has been Creativity, Excitement, Emotion. There are more great episodes on the way, including some interviews. So stay tuned, stay subscribed, and I'll see you in episode 55. Unlock the secrets to skyrocketing your productivity, boosting performance, and maximizing profits with my latest premium guide, the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book. Tailored for independent artists and entrepreneurs, this comprehensive resource is your roadmap to turning ideas into reality. Say goodbye to abandoned projects collecting dust on your shelves or buried in your hard drives. It's time to bring your vision to life. Grab your free copy of the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book now at davidandrewweeb.com/blackbook. That's WIEBE. Don't miss out on the key to unlocking your success.